I'm really, really delighted to have my first actual guest of the morning, not a throwback recording to last week. Director of The Little Mermaid, almost about to start at the Court Theatre. It hasn't started yet, has it?
No, not yet.
I have Nick Purdy with me this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am great. It's nice and warm in this studio compared to outside. So.
Well, we wanted it cosy, you know, because it's horrible to ask people to come here really early in the morning, especially in this like time of year.
I did manage to find the studio though, so I'm considering that a victory.
Yeah, well done. Thank you. We don't make this easy for anyone, do we? Now, I have to say you're the most committed we've seen a guest actually in Little Mermaid merchandise.
100%. Right, you got to commit to the
bit. Oh, it's even got the wee junior star.
The little junior star down the bottom
lovely.
There.
Oh, lovely. So anyway, yes, you are the director of The Little Mermaid Junior. How's that going? You're still sane?
Yes, still sane. 100%. It's going really well. We are now sort of, I guess, heading into what we call the tech period. We've done our rehearsals in the room, and we are now going to move everything from there onto the stage, and everyone's excited, everyone's buzzing, and we'll start adding all the other elements, and we'll keep building the show. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So tech rehearsal. So you have like your initial rehearsals.
Yep.
Then tech rehearsals, and then dress rehearsals.
Correct. Yeah.
So okay. Right. So how's it been going? Have you directed much in your time?
I've done some previous sort of working on some school shows sort of in the day, I guess you would say. Last year and, well, over the last 2 years, I was the associate director of the Celador Worldwide production in New Zealand and Australia of Madagascar the musical.
Oh my god.
Which was a lot of fun. We toured New Zealand and took it over to Australia as well, which was great. And,
oh wow. Okay. So yeah. You've got a little experience under your belt.
A little bit. Yeah.
Tell me, what's it like working with children?
I know they say never work with children or pets or animals, I think. But I get a real buzz from it. I think as someone looking back at me growing up wanting to do this, having these opportunities would have been so cool. And the fact that
they're here now, I'm sure, with
the MTI Junior shows that they're sort of developing pilot programs and the accessibility to it to do these big Broadway blockbusters, but in a condensed and more sort of youth focused way is really cool. And I just get just seeing each and every one of the cast that we have come in and progress throughout the time that we're sort of working with them. Our end goal. If they walk
out of course,
a better performer than when they walked in, then we've done our job. And if they have a great time doing it, then even better.
I can believe that would be like satisfying to see that progression.
Yeah.
How long are you working with them? Like, from kind of like, do they audition?
They did. We held auditions back in February, it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's quite a long time
It's a long process that we're preparing. There's still a lot to fit in, and of course we're dealing with lots of children who have lots of commitments, including school.
Course.
So we can't go into sort of that full-time rehearsal Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
I can't imagine.
So, it's just finding those times after school sort of in three-hour chunks and just chipping away at it from, I guess, April. No, when do we start? No, it was March. March through to now.
Oh my gosh.
we've been working with these young performers for quite a while now.
Wow, you must be a patient person.
Sometimes you gotta be.
Hey, so The Little Mermaid. I mean, there's, of course, you know, many a classic Disney story to tell. Did you get a part in this selection?
No, this was programmed by the court.
Right.
I feel that it is a great choice in that
The Little Mermaid was one of my like more interpreted ones.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it was sort of like one of those classics that everyone sort of knew under the sea.
Yeah, and, yeah.
And you either grew up with it or around it.
Oh, totally, totally.
So there's a whole generation of us who've grown up with the animated. And yeah, now there is a whole another, what, more generations growing up with the live action that they've put out there now.
So. Yeah, not cool, not cool.
Don't need them.
And she had just like, it was flowing red hair for me. Like the volume in that as well. I guess that's living under the ocean. You probably have the most amazing flowing
hair.
That
sea salt just does wonders, doesn't it?
Oh, it would. So how did you... as director, you know, get in the zone for this. Did you sit down and watch A Little Mermaid 1,000 times?
I did, actually. Me and my fiance, we've just welcomed, well, in October last year, we welcomed our first little bubs. And,
you're a parent!
So she's 7 months old now, which is just weird to think that when... Yeah, so I guess when I first started approaching it, I just sat down with her on one of those... overnight sort of like try and control this child and just sat down and watched the animated version again because it's been years since I've seen it. I did watch the live action one again.
I haven't seen the live action one.
You know what, I think it's one of the better ones that they've done.
Really? I'd give it a shot. I will.
But yeah, I think just going back to the original and watching it, trying to create the moments that people are going to expect.
And
also not trying to break what is already, I guess, a perfect formed piece of theatre. Or, because, I mean, there is the longer Broadway show as well, which I absolutely love the soundtrack for.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, I guess it's just... not messing with it too much and just letting it live in its form because it is a wonderful piece.
Absolutely. I really like that. And like you've kind of got the benefit of, we all know the story.
Yeah.
Like we're not feigning for any surprises or anything.
No.
You know? It is what it is. this aside, do you have a favorite Disney story?
My favorite Disney film of all time has to be the original Pete's Dragon.
Really?
Yes.
Oh my god. I wasn't expecting that.
I think I got it out from the library when I was like knee-high to a grasshopper, and I was just, I must have been fascinated by it because we kept getting it out from the library, VHS, at the time, of course.
Yeah.
But I used to get it out so much that I actually burnt through the
VHS. Oh, my God, wow.
We went back to the library and returned it, and we said, sorry, I think he's watched this too much.
Really?
And they bought a new copy for the library, and they bought me a copy as well.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
My local video store made me buy, made my parents purchase... Robin Hood, with the fox.
Great. Yeah.
With the fox. Yeah, I was big into that.
I think some of those classic Disney movies just need to be almost like pushed upon the younger generations of today because
they
are getting spoiled with these live actions, but Frozen's popping off and then heading into Moana 2 territory. And they are fantastic films, but go back and see where it all started.
The whimsy of like 2D animation
so
as well.
Gorgeous. The Aristocats was also one of my
brilliant one.
Yeah.
So when does this actually start?
So we open on the 9th of July. And so we run through to the 21st of July.
Ooh,
so
we're getting close.
Taking over the school holidays at the court.
We're
sharing the stage, of course, with Something Rotten. So the kids are getting a real kick out of that.
Which
so,
you're also in, by
yes,
the way.
Yes.
So really balancing act here.
It is a balancing act. Luckily, the team at the court and creative and production teams on everything that's going on there at the moment sat down and said, who's going to be where when? Or a little bit more so, you can't be there then. it's all going to come together wonderfully. All productions that are coming through in the next, I guess, 2 months. It's it's chucked there at the moment.
Yeah, you always the Court Theatre always does well though.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I've never seen a bad show really. I'm so excited for just like the kids to be able to do this and perform, and it's gonna they're gonna have so much fun. What in terms of costuming?
Yes.
Is it you know, some kids' shows are a little light on the costuming, you know? This one
is far from light on the costuming.
Great.
Our costume designer, Tracy Hollins, has done an exquisite job with everything that we sat down and talked about at the beginning. And it's just like that, going back to the animated one and just being like, I want this. We need this.
Great.
And the team at the court have just built... The children are very spoilt, is all I will say.
Oh, my God.
And audiences, I think, will also get a real kick out of it, and they'll be blown away by all the elements that are also thrown into this junior production, from the set and the lighting, and the costumes are definitely going. I mean, we had some of the cast in trying on their costumes in the room in a rehearsal for the first time yesterday. Yeah. And just the difference it made just to them getting to feel
a little,
because there's all very well they can turn up in their school uniform and be like, I'm a mermaid.
It's when you put on that costume though,
And they're all chuffed. They're very spoiled.
I'm so kind of jealous a little bit, actually. Because, like... adult mermaids, that's kind of in at the moment.
Yeah, it really is sort of like coming back, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think, to be honest, when I am sort of like going from Something Rotten into Little Mermaid, maybe lugging some costumes around, all of the adult cast look and go, I want to be a mermaid.
Yeah, I can totally believe that, actually. Well, as I usually say, all the details and tickets for that you'll be able to find on the Court Theatre website, because it is a very good website. Nick, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I'm so excited for this, and especially for the kids in it. And I just know, being a theatre kid when I was younger, I know how much fun it is putting on the costumes, getting to do it all. So I'm sure you're bringing a lot of joy to those kids. And some relief to the parents as well, probably.
I mean, the parents are a big part, so we have to say thank you to them as well.
Yes, because, of course.
I mean, it's almost a six-month commitment for them as
well. Yeah, exactly. Well, Nick, one more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
What's on the cards today for you?
I am going to take my seven-month-old to her swimming lessons.
Oh, my God, that'll be so cute.
And then have a well-deserved day off.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Well, you enjoy that. This has been Court Theatre Chats.